It's Smiley Rogers.
Smiley Rogers.
Go in here.
Come in. Smiley.
Oh, yeah. Where is it?
Right over here, Smiley.
Oh, I can't believe you found me one.
Yeah. There you go. I picked it up for $10, and I'll let you have it for what I paid for it.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
Pretty good, huh?
Oh, man, sounds perfect. Oh, Father Time checked, so there'd be no doubt. Call on the North Wind to come on out. Then cuff his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da, di-la-di-dum, tis autumn.
The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit, charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot.
La-di-da, di-la-di-da, tis autumn.
Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather.
And after making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about, whoa, and made a beeline to the south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds and the trees and oh, Father Time.
It's just to help the mercury climb.
La-di-da, di-la-di-da, tis autumn.
What did you say?
I said, la-di-da, di-la-di-da, tis autumn.
Just one more time.
No.
La-di-da, di-la-di-da, tis autumn.
Nice, man. I see you around, Fred. I had a good time today, man. That was really nice singing an old song. Incidentally, thanks for the tipple.
Hey, just a moment now. We sang and reminisced and had fun and all that stuff. But the tipple, this is $10.
Oh, yeah! Well, can I owe it to you?
Oh, no!
La-di-da, di-la-di-da, tis autumn.
La-di-dee, hey, la-di-dum, this money. Who is it?
It's your sister.
Oh. Hi, Fred.
Hello.
I don't remember that door ever being locked during the day.
Well, that's the penalty for being a landlord.
Oh, my God. Are you having trouble with the residents of the Sanford Arms?
Yeah, you know, you try to be nice and friendly and treat people kind, they walk right over you.
Oh, what are they doing?
Well, when they moved in, I told them if they ever had a problem, my door's open, walk right in.
So?
So when they have a problem, they walk right in.
Oh. You need a resident manager, you know, someone who would take care of all those problems, someone who would live in there and look after the place, and someone who would live there rent-free.
Rent-free?
Mm-hmm.
Are you crazy? Does Ford give away his cars?
No.
Does Levi give away his pants? Does Sarah Lee give away her buns?
Ooh, right. I finally picked a time when the vault was open.
What vault?
Getting in here is tougher than cracking Fort Knox.
Is there something happened to be wrong here, Mrs. Hopkins?
Yes, something happens to be wrong here, Mr. Sanford, and here it is in alphabetical order.
Wait a minute now. You send that to our London office. See, the real estate branch of Sanford Arms is located in London, Piccadilly Square. That's our motto, Piccadilly, starve a cold. Good day.
What exactly is wrong with your apartment, Mrs. Hopkins?
Who are you?
I'm his sister.
I'm May Hopkins. How do you do? Nice to meet you.
Oh, yes. Hoppy's mother.
Yes.
And you're living next door, huh?
That is correct. I'm living in the ghetto with my black brothers and black sisters and red ants.
I told you. I told you before, no pets.
Furthermore, I need a new window shade for my bedroom.
What's wrong with the old window shade?
It will not roll up, Mr. Sanford.
Well, that don't make no difference, because ain't nothing outside the window for you to see, and I'm sure anybody outside don't want to look in.
Is that an insult?
Is the bullfrog waterproof?
Just get cracking on that list, Mr. Sanford.
I like to get cracking on you.
Well, I never.
I can believe that.
Sound like reasonable complaints to me.
Listen, honey, now don't be concerned with little things like that. Now, by the way, how's your thing?
What thing?
You know, the thing you married.
His name is Rodney, and he's my husband.
Oh, yeah. Your husband thing. How is he?
He's fine.
Is he still white?
Oh, Fred!
Hello, Aunt Frances.
Hello, sweetheart.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy.
Hey, Pop, you know, I just picked up a piano for $20 down at Jimmy's Bar and Grill.
$20? Hey, that's all right.
Good. Look, I want you to help me get it off the truck.
Not now, son. May the 1st.
Why May 1st?
May 1st. That's opening day of the Hernia Festival.
Why don't you stop? How's Rodney doing anyway, Aunt Frances?
Oh, not so well.
Must be tough for a performer to be out of work, huh?
It is, but he loves being in show business.
Well, he better not show his business around here.
Oh, Lamont, let me get you a cold glass of milk.
Now, wait a minute, Frances. Now, if my son's exhausted, if he wants something, I'll get it for him. That's my job.
Okay.
Oh, gee, thanks, Pop. No, it's okay. I'll get it myself.
Hey, I'll get it, whatever it is.
You got it, whatever it is.
My brother is
lost. Come on, a man.
How you doing, Rodney? How you feel?
I feel great. Hey, I feel like a tongue sandwich to go. Ask me how I want it to go.
How do you want it to go?
Hey, Francis, you know what?
Huh?
You married Baskin and Robbins' newest flavor. Tootie Nut.
That's funny, Fred. Hey, what do you want me to do with this luggage?
What luggage?
Luggage here. Didn't Francis tell you?
Oh, I was leading up to it, Fred. I was.
Leading up to what?
Well, today was my last check at the unemployment office, and we're out of money, and we're going to have to get out of our apartment at the end of the week, so we're going to move in with you, Fred, until something comes up.
Well, you know, you're in luck.
Really?
Yeah. Something's coming up. Bend over and I'll show you.
Is that how you treat a brother?
A half brother.
Hi, Aunt Frances.
Hi.
Hey, Pop.
Hey, son, did we fix the stove?
Yes, we fixed the stove. You know, it's amazing how I get so dirty and you stay so clean and we fix everything. Hey, did Rodney get back yet? I wanted to help me get that piano off the truck.
No, dear, he's not.
Oh, do you know where he is?
I have no idea.
He's probably somewhere where he's needed. the El Segundo Institute of the Strange.
Fred, stop it. He's my husband.
That's the only reason why he's moving around without pallbearers.
Will you please consider the idea?
Yes. That's it. And the answer is still no.
Now, what's your idea, Aunt Frances?
I don't want to hear it.
Well, don't listen. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Rodney happens to be a decent handyman. So I would like to suggest that you give us the basement apartment and make Rodney the manager of the San Fernandes.
Do what? Give you the basement? That place is worth a fortune.
Hey, Pop, that sounds like a good idea to me.
When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
Fred, please. Rodney needs it. I mean, he needs to regain his self-respect. And if it came from you, I mean, if you asked him or begged him...
Begged?
Yes, pleaded with him. It would make him feel...
Pleaded?
Yes, it would make him feel that you needed his help, and it would help him to feel like a man again. Please, Fred. Do it for me.
Listen, just stop crying, will you, for crying out loud.
Hey, come on, Pop. Why don't you be a little understanding, man?
I am being understanding. I always be that way just before I get ready to plead and need.
Oh, and thank beg. You, Fred.
No, I don't want that stone in my face.
Well, I guess I'll go upstairs and wash up for the work that we did on Miss Hopkins' stove.
Hi.
Okay, Rodney.
Yes?
I'd like to beg something of you.
What is it?
Well, from a pleading point of view, I mean, needing-wise, how would you like to be the manager of San Fernandes and live there for nothing free?
Too far.
Huh?
Oh, you've gone too far this time, Fred. Sure, you want your sister to live in that dungeon and do all your dirty work, probably for free, right? Well, foul, foul, foul!
Foul, foul, foul! I show you foul. How'd you like me to shove a chicken up your nose?
Rodney, I don't think Fred is trying to take advantage of us. And we could use the apartment, and it's free.
Free?
Yeah.
Free? When did I ever want anything free before?
How much you pay to live here now?
Nothing. I wouldn't insult you by offering you money for a place where your sister lives that belongs to her brother. I have class.
Well, meet me outside after class.
So, you know, Rodney, the apartment at the San Fernandes is not exactly free, man. You'd be paying for it by managing the place.
Thank you, but you see, I'm not a building manager, Lamont. I'm an impresario.
Imperhurio?
I'm an impresario. I'll have you know that I just booked myself and my show in that little movie house around the corner. The one that's showing the Tyro Power, I think it's about the geek. Well, they've gone back to a policy of presenting vaudeville. And I just booked myself and my show for $100 a week.
Hey, Rodney, that's great, man.
Well, you know, it's just a one-week trial, but the manager said if he likes me, he'll hire me as the steady MC, and then I won't need your apartment next door for free and your room here for free.
So, in other words, if the show is a hit, you'll move out.
That's right.
Well, who you got?
Well, I come out and open the show with some real socko jokes. And then I know this little old lady, and she comes out and does great dramatic readings from Shakespeare. And listen to the finale. For the finale, I have this great opera singer, and he sings an excerpt from The Chocolate Soldier.
I can see the two of you now. The Chocolate Soldier and the Vanilla Twinkie.
You got a better idea?
Yes, I got a better idea. See, now I know the people in this neighborhood, and I know what they want. Now, if the show's a hit, you said that you'll move out of here tomorrow, and then Frances will stop talking to me about you managing over there at San Fernandes, right?
That's right, and you got my word.
Your word?
That's right.
A man's word is good enough for me. I've always said that. A man's word is his bond.
I know that.
Sign this here right here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, instead of the Tyrone Power movie...
Where's the geek?
What geek? There's no geek tonight. As I was saying, tonight, we're starting our new policy of bringing live performers and vaudeville back to our stage. And to start things off, here's your master ceremonies for the night. Let's hear it with a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for the fabulous Rodney Victor.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, geek!
Geek! Hey, knock it off. Let's show a little respect in here. I'll throw you out. He's a human being the same as you and me. Go ahead, hunky.
Thank you very much, but I don't mind insults from the public. Because the public is what America's all about. Speaking of America, I was reading about America in the newspapers today. Hey, listen to this.
Turn to the debt notices and read us your name.
That's good. That's funny. Isn't that wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, speaking out freely like that? Because that's America. And America is the people in the next act that I'm about to introduce to you. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful and the exciting Fred G. Sanford and Smiley Rogers, better known as Sanford and Salt.
Gotta get my old tuxedo press. Gotta sew a button on my vest. Tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Shine my shoes, slick my hair. Gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town.
You can tell all my pets, yeah, and all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets, that he won't be around.
You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. I might not get back home at all.
And all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around.
Change keys, you can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home till the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Or Lulu's back in town.
She came back, looking good, like she should.
She bought 5 feet 5, good grace alive.
A little bit here and a little bit there, here a bit, there a bit, everywhere a little bit.
Lulu is back in town.
Thank you very much, Sanford and Song. And now we'd like to move right along, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to have you meet my one and only wonderful nephew in the whole wide world. I'm sure you've heard of him before, Tops and Taps. Here he is, Lamont Sanford from the Junk Place.
Thank you.
just help Al Francis move into a new apartment.
That's good, son.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this ad I'm putting in the paper for the basement apartment.
Hey, wait a minute, Pop. That apartment is in no condition to be rented out. The pipes need fixing.
Oh, you crazy. Ain't nothing wrong with them pipes. All we need is a tenant in there because the mortgage payment is due day after tomorrow. Hello, Herald Examiner? Let me speak to Harold. Hello, Harold. You remember me, don't you? That's right, Fred G. Sanford. Well, look, Harold, I got an ad I want to put in the paper. And get it right this time, yeah? Now, here it is. For rent, luxurious two-room suite. Private entrance, wall-to-wall floors, drapes, carpeting, and refrigerator.
Mr. Sanford, for heaven's sakes, come quickly. The pipes have burst. The basement's flooded.
And a swimming pool. What? And a sunken tub. And fresh fish every day.